Good.
Respiratory acidosis. Mm-hmm. We're breathing in too much.
You tell me. Oh, fight. Who thinks there's... Okay, so, to hold your breath.
Are you serious?
Yes, hold your breath. All right, now while you're holding your breath, what is your body producing? You can CO2. Okay, good. Now, while you're not breathing, what's happening to that CO2 level? It's increasing. So you tell me, is high CO2 levels from breathing too much or too little?
Too little.
Too little.
So then that is COPD or...
Right. Any disease that prevents a person from breathing is going to cause elevated CO2 levels, which is going to cause respiratory acidosis. So, any disease that prevents a person from breathing too much. Now, tell me some diseases that prevent a person from breathing enough. Emphysema. Empyema, that's a good one. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks. Bronchitis. Asthma, pneumonia, lung cancer. Yeah, there's other diseases we'll talk about in a few weeks, but you know, you already have a solid foundation in the basics. You know, pneumonia, cancer, and COPD and asthma. You know, those four account for most of the respiratory diseases in the world. You said it the opposite way around.
It's acidosis.
Now, try not to memorize. Try to reason out. So now when I say don't memorize, what I'm saying is don't put all of these things down and go, you know, what I want you to do is think, carbon dioxide levels are high. Why are they high? Does my lung get rid of it normally, or does it hold on to it normally? Normally it gets rid of it. So if it's high, I must not be getting rid of enough of it. I must not be breathing enough. Okay, what are diseases that make it so I don't breathe enough? Asthma, COPD, that's where you memorize. You memorize that these diseases don't let a person breathe enough. The rest of it, you reason out. And as you reason it out enough times, then you'll just know it. But you haven't memorized it. You've reasoned it often enough so your brain just jumps from one to the next. But we don't want you to skip the middle part. We want you to go through that reasoning process. Does that make sense? Okay. It's kind of like when you first learned how to drive. Who here can drive a stick shift? Okay. When you first learned to drive a stick shift, I mean, everything was like, okay, put the clutch in. All right, now, put the gear in. Okay, put the clutch in more. Yeah. And you. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to put your foot on the gas and give it just a little bit of gas. Now, you know, and as soon as you put your foot on the gas, then like the clutch comes out, right? Yeah. So it takes a lot of thought and a lot of, you know, practice to get driving down. But then now you're like, and you try and teach someone else how to do it, and you're like, this is so easy. Why can't you do it? Yeah, well, it's because you've gone through that process so many times that it's automatic. And so, but you can't skip there. You know, you can't memorize, well, I know that when I'm driving, the clutch is out and my foot is on the gas, so I'm just going to go straight to that. You know, you have to go through the process of engaging the clutch, putting into gear, all of the transition. So, you know, you can try and memorize all of the stuff, all of the end stuff, but I really suggest you don't do that because you'll be a better nurse if you don't memorize the process, but you work through the process. That's good. I'm going to keep that for posterity.
Alkalosis